The good thing was that we were already working on it beforehand, so it wasn't something that was an afterthought. We were consciously moving forward in our diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. The first thing we did, and we were able to start accomplishing, is immediately was education and training for our leadership team and our coaches and support staff. Feel very good about making those initial steps and moving that forward. We're working on putting together a student-athlete diversity, I don't know if committee is the right word, but a team of student-athletes from across our various sports to begin addressing issues that are very specific to them. What programming and education do they feel is important to them? One of the priorities that we have with Doris Houston, we've been very fortunate that Doris has jumped in to assist us, is how do we integrate the athletic department planning into the overall university planning for diversity, equity, and inclusion? And we will be part of that, and we want our student athletes' voice to be part of that as well. So there's a big picture here and a small picture, and I feel like we're taking some really good steps right now, and it's something that's going to take some time. You just don't put things in place right away. It is going to take some time, and then you're going to have to tweak some things. Some ideas you thought were good ideas may not be as good as what you thought, and you need to be responsive for those when things do change. And then obviously we've got to be really intentional about when we have open positions. How do we have a diverse pool and then hire the best person to fit into whatever the duties of that position are?
And what did you make of the march, the demonstration, the rally, if you will, that student athletes had organized that week soon after this had sort of come to a head to sort of raise awareness about this in a peaceful way? Did you witness it firsthand, and what are your reflections on it?
Well, I did witness it firsthand. I thought our student athletes did a really great job of organizing it. I felt they were passionate in their comments. I thought the fact that it was started at the arena and ended at Hovey was very well thought out. And I thought they did a really good job of putting it all together and making their comments, and we all heard their voices. So I kudos to the student athletes that were involved with that. It was a great crowd. It was very well attended. I think that is another positive, and it's something you build on, and we're committed to doing that.
And do you feel that the athletic department, the coaches, are all on board with the movement? And I bring this up in light of what happened regarding Kurt Beathard. And I understand that you can't comment on personnel matters, but he had been the football program's offensive coordinator. He left after there was a sign on his door saying "All Lives Matter to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Now, he says he wrote it. Someone apparently took down a Black Lives Matter poster in the football locker room, and he says it wasn't him. But do you feel that there's any friction on this issue of moving forward, or is this sort of an isolated incident that's already been addressed?
Well, you're right, we're not going to comment on that particular incident, but I will tell you, I think there's a commitment with our head coaches, with our assistant coaches, and with our athletic department staff to make this place better, to be more diverse, to manage equity and inclusion for the betterment of the athletic department, but for our student athletes. I don't think anybody is looking at that as something that's not a good thing, and it will be a positive when it's all said and done, because we will have better programming in place, and we'll be more responsive to the conversations that we have with our student athletes.
Last parting thoughts, if you will, before you prepare to hand off the reins.
You know, it's been a really good career. You know, and when you start something like this, you don't know where it's going to go. And I was very blessed to be chosen back in 1987 to start a career here. I was blessed to have the support of my wife, Maureen. She was all in from day one. It was a great experience for our children. This is a great place to raise a family, and you know, they're fortunate enough to go to U-High and then go on and have good college careers, and they're very successful in their own right. So the Lyons family has definitely been blessed because of the association with Illinois State, and we'll continue that association, but just, you know, we'll be fans.
And, of course, the wife of an athletic director is just as, you know, time-consuming as the role of AD, just like a coach's wife or husband, where you are, you're spending every night and weekend and all of that doing the same thing.
Absolutely, and she was an asset to this place. She thoroughly enjoyed meeting people and interacting with people and make people feel comfortable when we were at events, at home and away. She really bought in, and she helped make a difference for me and my job, and you know, was a big part of the success that we had.